All but a handful of school budgets put before New York voters passed this week, including several that exceeded the state's cap on property taxes. The New York State School Boards Association said that voters defeated just five of the 676 budgets proposed by school boards around the state on Tuesday. Tim Creamer is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association. He joins us now. Tim, what is the average tax levy increase for this year?
About 1.5%. And that is to cover a spending increase on the year-over-year budget of about 2%.
New York State budget tax cap is now, I believe, 6 years old. In your opinion, has that plan been a success?
Well, you know, I almost have to tell you that I say this with some regret because we were opposed to that all along. And we still think there are some things that need to be done to improve upon it. But it's very predictable. If you stay at or below your cap, you're going to pass your budget. And if you try to exceed your cap, and there were 13 school districts that did this year, but 77% of them passed. So the voters came out and said, we understand that you're going to need more money than what the cap would allow. This is a reasonable plan. You've communicated it properly, and we'll support that. That's the way it's supposed to work.
So you said 13 districts proposed budgets that exceeded the 2% cap, and 77% passed?
77% passed. It wasn't a 2% cap. Let's be clear on that. It started actually the growth factor was only 1.26%. But then different calculations come into place. It's called the 2% tax cap. That is a nice little way to refer to it, but it hasn't been a 2% tax cap in the last 4 or 5 years.
Does the number that exceeded the cap that passed surprise you?
Not after last year. Last year we had 36 school districts to try to exceed the cap, and 78% of them passed. This one does, I guess it does surprise me a little bit in that it's consistent with last year, and I was not sure if we were going to see a pattern, but now I'm starting to see that people recognize that this cap can be too tight at times, and in our district, we may need to exceed it. The real story there is the fact that those districts that exceed the cap, where the voters support that, those taxpayers in that district are not going to get the rebate check that the other districts that stayed at or below the cap will get. Those voters in those districts that tried to exceed the cap have agreed they're going to allow this rebate check to go away. They're not going to get paid the rebate check, and it's not going to be a lot of money, but it is something that they're willing to forego.
Give us a little perspective on the rate of budgets passed, say, in the 60s and 70s, to the rate of budgets passed post-budget, school budget cap.
Yeah, we have data going back to like 1969. And up until the cap, the average passage rate was about 85%. Since the cap, and now we're in the sixth year of the cap, been about 97%. So this really has increased the likelihood that these budgets are going to pass, albeit there are districts that are going to raise much less money locally, and we're far more dependent upon state and federal aid than we used to be.
Now, state education funding, as I understand it, was up over $1 billion, some 4% this year. New York continues to be at the top of the list of states with highest per pupil spending. I think a couple of years ago it was $19,000 a pupil or thereabouts, a large proportion of that being teacher salary and benefits. In your estimation, Tim Creamer, are New York State students getting enough bang for the taxpayer buck?
I think so. That's a general statement. You know, everybody has their expectations are different. But I would say to you that we offer a high-quality program as best as we can in most districts across the state. We're a high-cost state. We have high cost because of labor. We have high health care costs. We have high regulation costs for things like utilities to run places like schools and such, energy costs. Special education is a very high cost in this state. So we have a lot of things that are costly, which means that our cost per pupil is high. But we also have a lot of kids who are graduating very successfully from high school and going on to do great things. We have one of the highest percentage of students who are in advanced placement courses. I think we have a lot of things to point to that are successful indicators of academic success in this state.
You mentioned that the average tax levy increase for this year in the approved budgets on Tuesday, about 1.5%. It seems that school districts are doing a fairly good job of keeping their wallets fairly tight. How can that be improved next year?
Well, I don't know if it could be improved upon. 1.5% is pretty low. A 2% spending increase is pretty tight. What has to happen is the state has to make sure that they do their fair share. And I do believe that they did. This year we got over $1 billion in additional state aid. We got it in a timely fashion. We've kind of gotten away from the late state budgets by and large. And we're getting what we need when we need it. The big wild card here, Ray, is the feds. If the federal dollars get shifted away from public education or get decreased and dried up somehow, Medicaid, public education, what we call Title I dollars and things like that, if those all get shifted away or dried up, that's going to have an impact, particularly on high-need districts where they have kids who are very dependent upon those services.
Tim Creamer is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association. Tim Creamer, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Ray.
You're listening to Midday Magazine on WAMC.